Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. Big John here. Haven't talked to you for a little while, so I hope everything's going well. I'm not going to mention the weather outside because you all know how it is already. Okay? I love it. I had a chance to spend the weekend in Arizona with some friends, and it was absolutely beautiful there, so I enjoyed myself. But I always like to come home to Sun City Shadow Hills, that's for sure. Couple things I need to bring up. One is I had a conversation with somebody on Friday, and I probably was not clear enough, it seems. So I want to make sure that I am crystal clear. The parking lot sale will be coming up here on the 23rd, which I believe is Saturday. And it's going to be from 8 to 12. And that is going to be at the Montecito Clubhouse parking lot. And that will go all the way down to the association office. And there'll be a lot of spots there. And people will be selling things. So the question was, are we opening our doors and gates and our homes to everybody in the Coachella Valley? And the answer is no, we cannot do that. What we can do is what I said, and that is that we can have people come from outside. That's no problem. We can have all the people come from outside that you want, but they have to be on your guest list. There has to be some accountability, some responsibility for the people that do show up here. So if you have friends out there that live outside of our community, and a lot of us do, they're more than welcome to come here. They just need to be on your guest list, and the security will check them in as fast as they can. We'll have a couple of gates running with checking people in on that day so that we can get all of your friends in here. So it is not open to the outside public without knowing somebody or being on a guest list here in our community. So that's the first thing. So I apologize if that was said wrong, but I just want to make sure that it was clear. People from outside are available to come here if they want to. They just have to be on your guest list. Okay. So again, that's the 23rd from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. Okay, now let's see. The next thing on the list is Health and Fitness has asked me to make an announcement that we are working really hard, and the board has not yet seen this, but the board will be seeing it soon at the next meeting, their proposal for the fitness classes. Now, the reason why I'm bringing it up now is because there's so much concern about what's happening with it. And after speaking with our health and fitness liaison, our committee member, we are going to have these possibilities. Now, the first one is going to be a class pass, which is an everyday pass. You're going to buy it for the class, is $6. The next one is going to be a 10-class pass for $54. Now, the way that works is that you buy 9 classes and you get the 10th class free. I think the card will reflect that as you go. The next option is a $65 monthly pass. That is for the people who had so much concern about the fact that they are not here all the time, and they didn't want to spend all the money on a yearly annual pass. So they came up with a $65 month pass, which I think is a great deal. They spent a lot of time trying to figure it out what they wanted to do, and they came up with it. So that's great. The next thing is they will still offer the $600 annual pass. So you will be able to buy that if you choose to do that. Now, I think our general manager was in the meeting and he was trying to figure it out. I think we came up that it's like somewhere right around 2 classes a week. It's all you have to do, and you'll pay for that annual pass. So But you have many choices now. They added the third choice of the monthly pass, and I think that's really great. Now, one thing that needs to be noted that is very important is that does not include the Reformer Pilates classes. That is paid totally separate. So that's how that works. So any questions or concerns, the board will be presented with this coming up at the next board meeting, and it will also be, you can also discuss it at the budget meeting, which will be coming up next week. So we need to get you out there if you have any concerns or questions about it, and we'll do our best to answer your questions then. The next thing I want to talk about is, I think we all remember years and years and years ago when people would grab the National Enquirer or the magazines off the newsstands or the grocery store stands, and you'd see all these stories about somebody doing this and somebody doing that and so on and so forth. I don't know. It kind of seems like we have one of those authors here in our community, because it seems like all of these things keep happening on Nextdoor, which, you know, the rest of the communities around us get a chance to see all of the dirty laundry, supposedly, that's getting put out there. And there were suggestions by one gentleman here in our community that I was in the business of being your board president so that I could get more business for myself. I'm going to tell you right now, if you were standing in front of me or you're listening to this podcast, that is absolutely false. I retired about 3 years ago from my business in Los Angeles. I came out here to enjoy myself with my family and my wife, and I chose to step up to be your board president simply for the fact that I wanted to be your board president. I wanted to make sure that this community stays strong, stays financially strong, and that we have a good life here. And that's the only thing that I want as being your president. I enjoy what I'm doing. I like my interaction with everybody, and that's what I want to do. Now, to suggest that this house that burned down was Big John was involved, wrong. The people whose house burned down were absolutely appalled that was suggested. And I'm going to tell you, I carry my own insurance when I'm out there doing my business, and I carry my own license, and I do my own stuff on the side, not as your board president, but as a member of this community. I will continue to serve this board as long as you will have me here to do so. I appreciate your time. I appreciate all of your comments, and I really appreciate this community. Thank you very much from my heart. Goodbye.
Big John.